God is working in you and everyone on here. And it's so easy to be distracted if we allow ourselves to be. But when we know who we are and that we have a new nature in us, that we are new creations in Christ, and that we're seated at the right-hand side of God, that we, you know, we have direct access to God, we have the authority of God, we got the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we got power as he is, so are we in this world. And as we orientate ourselves to God, as we seek those things which are above and set our affections on things above, we seek first the kingdom of God, not our own things. And so it's very easy to focus on our circumstances, whether it's work, whether it's money, whether it's family, whether it's relationships, whether it's lack of this or lack of that. You know, we don't, the carnal mind focuses on those things. So it takes the focus away from looking to God first and keeping him first. And we want to do what God wants us to do. Now, we've all got desires of what we want to do, but we want it to be from God. And, you know, Philippians 2:13, it says, "For God works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." God is working his desire. That word will is desire. God is working his desires in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's given you the desire. And so it's not that we lead God. It's that we are led by God. We are humble to him. We're ready to do what he puts in our hearts to do. Because our new man nature depends upon God. And he's our sufficiency. And all the sufficiency is coming from God. It's not coming from us. It's not coming from our efforts. But it's coming from that faith, that confidence and trust in his ability to do for us. And this is where the grace comes in, is that God does the works. And when we try to do the works, you know, we don't get very far. We may see little results. But if we want to see the God kind of lasting results, we got to allow God to go to work. And then we just practice those things every day that he gives us to do. And, you know, we have to remember that not every day is the same. And we don't respond with the carnal mind. So we got to look, am I responding with my carnal mind? Or am I moving with the spiritual mind, this new man, this Christ in me, this mind that is set on things above? My focus is to do what God wants me to do. And I really want to live unto him. I want to be a pleasing to him. And I want to move in his ways. I want to be fruitful. I want to see people encouraged. I want to see people that have humble hearts to receive the words that we speak, because they're coming from God and he's working it in us. It's not that I'm doing it for my own self. I'm not trying to build anything for me. But I want to speak forth what God gives me to do, and he's the one that gives the increase. So when I'm dependent upon God and I'm ceasing from my own efforts to work things out, to get the results I want, well, I'll never get them how I want it if I'm doing it in my strength. And that's why, you know, Jesus Christ set that great example. You know, he looked only to God. He only done what the Father gave him to do. He was led by God. And he spoke what God put in his heart. And that's what causes the things to become fruitful. When we speak his heavenly words, then these heavenly words bring light. They bring direction. They're anointing words which inspire faith in people to do. It gets people excited to do. And so God wants us to really go to him. Like, we practice. Practice makes perfect. Everything that we do is a practice. We practice speaking in tongues. God wants us to really speak in tongues very much. It builds up that inner man in us. And it keeps us moving with him. He wants us to be strong in the worship manifestations when we're in a believer's meeting. Be the first to speak in tongues and interpret. Be the first to bring forth a word of prophecy. As God inspires you, be ready to do. And God is looking for willing hearts, humble hearts, meek hearts. We can live unto ourselves, or we can live unto God. We've all got plans and desires. Different. They're all different because we're all different people. There's all dreams that we've had since we were little kids, and the things we want to achieve, the things that we'd like to accomplish, the nice homes, or the nice cars or a nice circle of friends. We can manufacture it and work at it ourselves very hard, speaking to the right people, getting into people's good books, you know, and you know how it goes, how people put on airs and graces, but they're not really being who they truly are. But they want to get in with the in crowd, so they just go along and they conform to them and start speaking their language, start looking their way. And so they're not really being who they are. They're kind of fake, really, because they're conforming to a certain way of other people and their influences. But when we're moving with God, we're not concerned about that. We're not really concerned about what other people think, because we want to please God. And it says in the scripture that we please man, we shouldn't be the servants of Christ. Jesus Christ was very bold, he was very loving, and you know, his heart was to bring deliverance to God's people, to people that were sat in darkness and the shadow of death. We can do these same things. We can really move the power and the Spirit of God. That's what God wants to do. He's looking for willing hearts, ready hearts, humble hearts, to cease from their own works, to stop trying to figure out how you're going to get your rent paid, or how you're going to pay your mortgage, or how you're going to pay your debts. If you go to God and say, Father, this is my situation, and I know this is not your heart for me, but Father, I know that you are willing to help me, that you give me the wisdom of how to get out of these situations, how to get ahead in life. Because I know, God, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, that I might have life and have it more abundantly in every area, in every phase. And so when we cease from trying to figure it out ourselves, and we start to trust in God with all of our heart, then God can go to work. And Amber was mentioning about the confessions, and about how God showed me in the 1st of June 2017, when I woke up that morning and I felt really empty, and I said, God bless me. Now I was already blessed, but inside I felt empty. And because I was doing things in my own strength, in my own effort, with my own knowledge of the scriptures and what I knew about things. So I wasn't really walking in that newness of life. I was walking in my knowledge and my workings out, but nothing was going right for me. Nothing was flowing. Nothing was moving. And nothing was gelling. And so when God got me to that point of humbleness and that point of need, it's when we have a need, when we're needy for God, we become humble. And then we go to God, right? We all go to God. We've all been in those situations where we've, in life, where we've been desperate, even in our walk with God, because we've been trying to do everything. And God lets us run out of steam. Okay, you want to do that? You carry on. He's not going to stop you. He's not going to violate your free will choice. He may try and speak to you by different people, and even to your own heart, but if we're not listening, then we just carry on like we're lost in the wilderness with everybody else, even though we're born again. So God at that time just said to me, say what you want, not what you see. And from that time in my life, everything began to change through the words that I began to declare from my mouth. I wasn't saying my circumstances any longer. I started to say what God says. And then I was saying promises of God from the scripture. But then also God was giving me words also to declare. And as I'd done that, faith come to my heart. My faith was built. And then I started to notice things change, things go in my favor. And see, God is the one that directs our steps. And in my heart, I knew that I needed to be connected back with my leader previously, which was Sangha. But I knew that that was going to be very difficult in my own strength. If I tried to make the move, it wouldn't have worked out. But God just put in my heart what to do through prayer. See, if you've got any problems, God says, you bring those problems to me. Your life problems, you transfer them to me. God says, transfer your problems directly to my account so that I can bless your account. Empty your account and give those transactions or problems to me. I will take care of them for you, and then my heavenly blessings will be transferred to you. Because God really wants you happy. As a parent, I would really be unhappy to see my children unhappy. And for a while I was, with some of them, you know. But, you know, I prayed, I went to God, I beseeched God, Father, you go to work in their hearts. Father, you open their hearts to you. Father, you bring them to you. They're in your hands. I give them to you because you're the best Father. And so I don't know what to do in the situation, so I'm bringing this life problem to you. I'm transferring it to your account, God, and it's no longer in my account. And then God can really go to work and do what he wants to do. And so as we, like a boxer would train in a boxing ring, he would exercise, he will turn up at the gym at time, he would put in his training, he would do his sparring, he'd be listening to the voice of his coach. You know, he becomes disciplined. This person that starts out boxing or kickboxing or wrestling or judo or jiu-jitsu, whatever sport, football, rugby, cricket, people have to be coached and they have to be shown. And then the person that's been coached and shown has to practice those things if they want to be good at what they're doing. But God is the one that's directing us. He brings us before people that can really help us. And sometimes we mess those relationships up. But God is still gracious. And he's with us. And so as we just take everything to God and transfer the things that we cannot sort out, if there's a situation in your life and you've been having it for years, it's time to release it to God. It's time to let go and let God. We've all heard that, right? Let go, let God. God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds by Christ Jesus. When we're holding on to things, we haven't got the peace of God. We haven't got God's understanding. But when we relinquish these things and say, God, I don't know what to do. This is my burden. This is my problem. Now I'm going to transfer it to you. Then peace comes, clarity comes. And so sometimes we just need to sit down with God and say, Father, all these things are happening in my life. I'm uncertain in this area of my life. I'm uncertain in that area of my life. Give it all to God. God says, cast your burdens upon me, kids. Come to me. Tell me what it is. What's bugging you? You know, kick your shoes off and sit down with God and say, Father, okay, I'm going to spend time with you now. And I'm going to give you my heart. And I'm going to give you all these things that have been burdening me, troubling me, dividing my mind, distracting my mind from you. One day I'm up, next day I'm down. Father, I don't want to live like this. I surrender these things to you, and I'm asking for your help. And, you know, when we do that, and we become humble, God will show you what to do. He'll give you step by step in your heart the next step to take, and you just take that step. Because guys, you can't live yesterday, you can't live 5 years ago, you can't live 10 years ago, you can't live your future yet because it's not here. You can plan towards your future, but we live right now in a 24-hour period, and so every day can be your greatest day with God, or it can be a bummer when we're not looking to God, right? But we don't want it to be a bummer. We don't want it to be down out. We want it to be Happyville. So when we wake up in the morning, we say, Father, I thank you for this new day. And I thank you for this newness of life you've given me today. That you've given me your spirit. That I've got this direct access to you. That I'm actually right before you in your presence right now. And I thank you for your leading and your guiding. Father, you give to me today the before ordained works that you've had for me to do, and lead me into it, Father, and I will follow. You may have stuff to do, you may have a job to go to, you may have little responsibilities to do, but even in that, God is with you and showing you. He can help you do those things perfectly. God says, let me help you. No, let me get in there. Let me strengthen you. Let me be your sufficiency in these areas. You know, you don't have to take the whole burden on. Ask me for my wisdom. God says, if you lack wisdom, ask him, and he gives to every man, and he doesn't upbraid. So God says, come to me for the wisdom. You got a challenge? Father, what do I do? I'm not too sure what to do. Can you inspire me with your thoughts and your ideas? Father, I depend upon you. Without you, I can't do anything. So I'm dependent upon you. You need to give me a thought, an idea. Someone could give you a phone call and say something that could be the word from God to you. You know, God can work any way he wants. Nothing's impossible for him. He can give you a thought, an idea. Or you could read something and think, oh yeah, that's a good idea, I'd do that. And then it could be God. So listen to that still small voice. If you're all churned up inside and worried and concerned about different situations, then you won't get the clear answer of what to do. So God says, look, stop throwing your rattle out of the pram on your dummy. Relax, just come to me now, tell me. It's like when a kid is crying, you go to him, what's the matter? Calm down. Tell mummy what it is. Tell daddy what it is, or tell granddad what it is. Tell nana what it is. What's the matter, darling? And then they tell you, and then you get them solutions because you're a lot more wiser than them, right? So you can say, okay, well, if we do this, you'll be okay, or this is going to be all right. And so they're reassured. God wants you to be reassured. And so that's why we need to take everything to him. And, you know, and you can do all things through Christ. So instead of thinking I can't do, you say, no, I can do with the help of God. And with him inspiring me, I can do all things through Christ, who infuses that inner strength into me. God is infusing inner strength into you as you acknowledge him, as you turn to him, as you seek him first. You know, there's some days I might get up and start doing things in my own strength, thinking, man, this is what's going on here. Like, you know, then I have to sit down. Okay, God, right, things are not flowing here. Okay, you show me what to do. And then God says, relax. So I relax, and the next minute everything starts to flow nice. And so again, I'm not thinking about tomorrow or the day after or the day after that or the year after that. I'm not thinking about the past because it's already gone. I'm maximizing my day with God. I want to get the fullness out of this day with my Heavenly Father. Because fears rob you of your joy. Fears rob you of your peace. Fears rob you of your faith. And God says, be still. Please be still. Know that I am God. Empty your bank account of problems to me. Transfer them to me. And I'll take care of them. And I will transfer my blessings to you, so that you can receive everything that you need and you got the direction and wisdom to know how to move. See, the thing is, even though I'm speaking this way, our real focus is to really move with God. We want to see people come from darkness to light. And God, by you, wants to do signs, miracles and wonders. He wants you to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. He wants you to minister to the brokenhearted and to set the captivities free with the words that he gives you to speak. This is our real focus. All these other things are a distraction from what God wants us to do. Even though we may have jobs and other things to do, right? If God is first, he will help us to have things in order. Because God is a God of order and a God of peace. When we're not bumping that way, everything is chaos. It's all over the place. We forget things. This is over there, that's over there. And then our minds become a little bit, blurry. So it's so important just to relax. Just don't worry. Listen, quit worrying. It's not going to get you anything. God is limited when you worry. God is limited when I worry. And so our focus should be, if our focus is on God first, then we want to see those other people set free. We've got the knowledge of the truth. We've confessed Jesus as Lord. We believed in our heart that God's raised from the dead. We know we got eternal life. We know that we're filled with the Spirit of God. And we know that we can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater. So now our focus is, Father, you know, I want my field. The work that you've before ordained for me, I want to do and fulfill. And Lord, where I'm getting in the way, show me so I can rest and let you do the work. Father, send me that one labourer, because I know that Jesus, he encouraged the disciples to pray to you, the Lord of the harvest, that you would throw out the labourers into that harvest, because the labourers are few. Father, send forth those labourers. I give me one labourer that is equal to 1 million. And Father, that each labourer that you give me will move your word throughout all of where we are, from the north to the south, to the east to the west. See, when I got born again, I was so thankful to God, because I knew that I was saved. I always believed that, you know, there was no doubt in my heart. But I had so many things from the past that I would think about, not knowing that, you know, I was to forget those things which are behind and to reach before the things in front of me. I had so many fears, worries and doubts. But as I stayed with God every day, as I practiced, as I fellowshipped, then I started to see I needed someone to help me. I know I had God, who's always my helper, but God wanted me to receive instruction and encouragement from those that were living it and practicing it. And that's why God wants us to connect in an area or in a fellowship with leaders and people that are walking with God, so that we can be encouraged. So as you can see, you've seen the growth in Danny and Amber and Becky, the younger ones, and I'm not despising their youth, because God works in them very powerfully. And it's through that connection, you know, like God is working in their heart, working in my heart, and that regular connection, staying connected, but not just chatting, but we're talking about the things of God. And you know, and I'm believing God, Father, give me the words that's going to help them really move with you, that their ministries can grow and flourish. Now, God can give me those words, but unless they receive those words with a humble heart and a meek heart and then practice it, then they will just be like every other carnal Christian that comes to a fellowship, gets blessed, and then goes away, have problems for the rest of the week, and then comes back to get ministered to again. God, all of us are ministers, right? All of us can speak the word boldly. All of us can have this heart and mind. What do you want? What do you really want? You know, you got to understand this. You've got to know what you want. What's your desire? You've got desires, and God's got desires for you. And we want God's desires for us, because they're the best desires. So when we go to God, we say, Father, you put your desire in my heart. And then you go after that. That's the direction. The desires he puts in your heart is the direction. The encouragement you're receiving right now is direction. But it's up to you. Yes, we're all free. And all of God's people are free. But God has got specific words for you that is, if you receive them, you can really move. So that's why, you know, I connect where I'm being fed. Because I know that the words I'm receiving are words from God, and they're effective in me because I receive it willingly and humbly. I don't argue with it. I say, Father, now I come to you with these things, and you show me. Now you direct me. I'm willing to do this. And as I implement, as I practice, then I start to see wonderful results. So whatever situation you are in life right now, whatever the need is, God says, give them to me. Cast your burdens. Bring them upon me. Give me your focus, God says. Give me your attention. Forget all these things. Give them to me. Transfer them to me. Now do what I put in your heart to do. And I was reminded again of, you know, when there was a big problem coming up in 2 Chronicles 20. You can read it yourself. When Jehoshaphat, he found out that all these great armies were coming against him. And, you know, he could have got all his armies together. But what did he do? He got humble. And he sought God. And he got all the people to go to God with him. And it's good that we can pray by ourselves. But it's great when we can pray with others also with us. You know, when we're looking for direction for something, let's get together. Let's go and see God. Now, in that time, not everyone had the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God rose upon the prophet of God at that time. And he says, look, you know, don't you fear. The battle is not yours, but it's God. And then he went on to say, you believe God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. The prophets are the ones that speak for God. We all are, because we got the Spirit of God. Moses said all that. Everyone had the Spirit of God, because Moses was the one prophesying, right? But he desired that everyone had the Spirit of God. Little did he know, God had that plan, that all those that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming Messiah, that they would be filled with the Spirit of God. That so we can all speak. We can all speak these wonderful heavenly words, the right words which changes everything, when we speak it in faith, knowing that God is energizing those words in us. And then I was reminded of Ezra 6:14. You can note that down and read it yourself. You know, when they was building the temple, they had instructions, and God gave instructions, the king gave instructions, but it says that those that were building, they prospered through the prophesying of the prophets. And that word prophesying means inspired teachings. Inspired teachings comes by inspiration of God. So we speak by inspiration now, because we got that Spirit of God. He can give us perfect words. And so when we receive those perfect words, it prospers us in our heart, in our mind, and it causes us to be rich towards God. And the manifestation of that is the riches and the blessings that God wants us to manifest in our life and live in. So this is what God was really working in my heart. He wants to increase you. He wants to bless you. He wants you successful. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That word prosper means to have a good journey through life. God wants you to have a good journey through life, not a beat up journey, not a journey with peaks and valleys, even though they come up. We don't focus on them, because we're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus, and these things are under our feet. So God is a God of hope, a great God of encouragement, a great God of love, and he's in you, working in you by Christ Jesus. He's energizing that Spirit within you right now. He's clearing out all the junk, even as I speak, all the worries, fears, doubts. If you're receiving this with a humble heart, he's clearing it out. He's healing you, he's delivering you, he's directing you, and he's inspiring you. So you stay with God. Stay practicing the things that we've been encouraging. See, this practice is, these things are very important, and it's for your benefit. So the practice is for your benefit, not for my, you know, I get benefited because I get blessed speaking these things, but it's for your benefit. And he wants you to really flourish and grow, and he wants you edified, and he wants you strong. But you got to go to him. You got to look only to God, and then do what he puts in your hearts to do. And so God really wants you strong, and he makes you strong. He energizes you as you submit to him. He supplies everything. The grace of God is that God does the work. So guys, this was in my heart right now, and you know, our words are very powerful. You know, watch what you say. Put a guard over your mouth. If there's nothing good to say, don't say it. And let God bless you. Let God energize you. Let God strengthen you. So this was what was in my heart.